take special care about your children. I want you to quickly grab a pen and paper. I want you to take some notes as I'm going to teach tonight. And I want to read the passage in the scripture. Everybody knows this passage. But every single time I read it, something steps in and something steps out and something blows up and something makes me want to leap and jump and run. And the scripture says, "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. And when we see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and he has carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed." By his stripes we are healed. Tonight, the first, if you think about what they did to Jesus on this very specific day that we celebrate, in this day they took Jesus. I want to quickly just do this. Can we get that scripture on the screen? Mark, is the screen still on? Please keep it on that we can. I want you to read this. The scripture says, "They mocked him and scourged him and spit on him and killed him, and the third day he will rise again." Jesus said this. He prophesied this to his disciples. He says, they will mock him, they will scourge him, then they will spit on him, they will kill him. But he prophesied the following. He says, "I'm not going to remain dead. On the third day, I will raise up in victory and in power, and I will rule and reign over death and over the grave." Come on. And then he continues. He says that I'll give you that power. Come on. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is alive in us tonight. Who believes that, by the way? Not a different spirit. The same spirit of Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to tell somebody next to you, in front of you, behind you, that the blood of Jesus has never lost its power. Tonight, we're going to try that one again until it's a reality to you. The blood of Jesus. Now, let's try that again. The blood of Jesus. One more time. The blood of Jesus. Where's the men? It seems like we just have ladies in this church. Where's the men with the bold voices? The blood of Jesus has never lost its power. The blood of Jesus is powerful, almighty. Do you believe that? If you believe it, I want you to jump to your feet and say, "That blood applies to me tonight." I want you to hear me quickly. If I think about the beginning of time when God planned humanity, there had to be a board meeting in heaven where God the Father, God the Word, and God the Spirit gathered together and they planned everything that is. And I can just see God the Father said, "Let us make man in our image. Let us make man in our image." And God the Father, in all of his sovereignty and all of his knowing and being, he had to knew that man is going to slip up and man's going to fall. And God, in all of his sovereignty, had to know that the blood of bulls and goats and lambs is not good enough. It will only for a while be able to cover up the sin, but it will never be able to take it all away and remove it as far as the east is from the west. And God knew that there will have to be a substitute, a precious, precious lamb that the world has not yet ever seen. And I can just see it. Come on, just picture this. Here's God the Word that stepped to the forefront and say, "Send me, send me, send me. I'll create them. They will mess up, but I'll die for them." And he had to turn to God the Holy Spirit. And he had to say to God the Holy Spirit, "I'm going to need you. You're going to have to turn me into a seed. You're going to have to anoint me at the age of 30. And at the age of 33, you're going to have to raise me from the dead." Now it's quiet. Do you hear what I'm saying? That they planned redemption even before Adam sinned. He was crucified, the scripture says, long before the foundation of the very world. He was crucified before the very foundation of the world. God had all in plan. On this day, when they crucified Jesus on the cross, you know what? The three words that he uttered is three words that no devil in hell, no demon, no fallen angel can get over. And that words is, it is finished. When Jesus cried out, it is finished, what was he talking about? Well, he spoke about your sickness, it is finished. Your suffering is finished. Come on, your sin is finished. The weighty price of the law, it is finished. I'm speaking to, even if I'm just here to preach to five people that got something on the inside of them that understands, I'm no longer part of the curse of the law. I have been blessed beyond measure. The blood of Jesus has sanctified me, cleansed me. My iniquities have been removed. I'm saved. I'm redeemed. I'm spirit-filled. All because of what Jesus did for me on that cross. If you think about Adam, I'm teaching you something tonight about the blood. It will be precious. But this message, listen, we came back now from Saldanha Bay. What God did in Saldanha Bay, it was awesome. Let me quickly explain to you. You can look at people, how people respond. The way people respond is what people get. Now let me quickly explain what I mean. There's many people there that respond great to the word. But when it comes to the things of the spirit, they can't respond. Because they don't understand. There's no revelation to the things of the spirit. Whatever you respond to becomes effective in your life. This is why when you respond, there's an urgency in your spirit that you need more of God. You need more. This is why when we say amen, it's so it shall be. It is done. Amen. And you take it with force. The reason why this, you know, a lot of people are away on holiday for this weekend, it's a long weekend, but you are here because God wants to speak to you. I want to quickly tell you, I've seen what the blood of Jesus can do firsthand. You know, this weekend we had a woman came to us. There was a small boy, first of all, he was deaf mute. Couldn't speak and hear from birth. So I prayed for him. I said to his mom, speak into his ear. He trusts you. So speak into his ear. And then she turns his face towards her the whole time so that he can read her lips. I said, I don't want him to read lips. I want him to hear. And the more I ask her, the more she pulls his face. I said, no, I'm going to teach you faith quickly. And I took this boy away and I said, come stand here. I stood behind him. I started speaking to him. And suddenly he said, hello, 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 as God opening his ears. And so it went on, and after the one service, there was a woman in a wheelchair. I walked towards her, and I said, come, let's walk. And she started walking. The power of God went through her. Her whole started closing up. But what I want to get to is there was a precious woman that came to me. She said, I've got a grandmother in hospital. She's in a coma, but there's no vitals. If you don't know, ask a nurse. If there's no vitals, there's no life. She's paralyzed to the left. Everything's paralyzed to the left. There's no response. Her eyes doesn't respond. She can't hear. She doesn't squeeze hands. Nothing. Doctor says that there's nothing they can do for her. Family must come and greet. And this girl said, before they switch off the machines, I'm going to come to the conference. Because I believe that Jesus is well able to do a miracle. And when she said that to me, I felt in my spirit, I have to pray over something. I said, I need to pray over something. And Tina said, he's got a handkerchief. I said, give me the handkerchief. I prayed over the handkerchief. I said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, if this handkerchief touches that woman, I command that spirit of death to loosen that grips. I command life to return to that body. And you know what? The next morning, we received a testimony. I asked this girl, I said, when are you seeing your grandmother again? She says, right now, I'm going to hospital. So that's directly after the service. The next morning, we heard as they laid the handkerchief on her, life came back immediately. Immediately. The paralyzed side is the side that she squeezed their hands and touched them. That's Jesus. I said, that's Jesus, and only Jesus. Only Jesus can do something like that. Praise his name. Come on, I want you to shout hallelujah. We've casted out a demon the last night, a demon out of a woman. Let me just quickly say, it's not a demon, it's demons. I saw it seemed like a legion of demons. It was one of the toughest in all of my years of ministry to cast out. I've seen it. It became like a snake. She grabbed the throat as this thing is choking her. And when I saw this woman, I was reminded about what the precious blood of Jesus did for us. And I was reminded that no devil in hell can break through the cords of the blood of Jesus. I was reminded that there's still power in the blood of Jesus. I was reminded that when that demon looked up to me, listen, her eyes were as red as you get. I knew when I was looking at her, I was not looking at this woman. I was looking at Satan himself. And I knew one thing, as that's more powerful than anything that any stronghold or any grip of Satan can bring. And that's the blood of Jesus. I was reminded that through that precious blood, we are not just cleansed from all iniquity, but we have been redeemed, we have been healed, we have received power. Listen, this comes for tomorrow night, but the revelation even says that through that precious blood, we have dominion. Dominion. This means we have authority and power through the blood of the Lamb. And when we commanded that thing, and I said, the blood of Jesus is against you, that says all it. Oh, that says all it. One loud shout, and that thing was gone. Oh, Jesus. So when God created Adam, Adam did not have a mother. He did not have a father. His blood came directly from God. When Adam sinned, the first thing that Adam did was, Adam and Eve sinned. Or let me rather rephrase, Eve sinned. All right. I see the Bible school students is watching me like, huh? When Eve sinned, you know what the Bible says? The first thing that happened, their consciousness to sin became alive. The first thing they did was getting leaves to cover their nakedness. God's walking in a garden and he says, Adam, where are you? There's a reason God asked him, Adam, where are you? Because Adam was no longer in his presence. Please hear me, before the fall, the perfect will of God was for us to live and dwell in His presence every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, constant communion with the Father. Is somebody listening to me? When Adam sinned, the first thing that they did was they saw the nakedness. And because they saw the nakedness, they took leaves and they made themselves underwear. So when God said, where are you? He said, we were naked. God said, who told you you were naked? Let me quickly tell you what tells you you are naked. Sin. Sin tells you, listen, not naked enough. Sin exposes all things. Do you hear me, somebody? So the first thing that God created man with is his spirit. He breathed life into man. And when God's breath came into man, man became a living soul. And with that spirit that God breathed into us, we have a conscience. That conscience is not a something, it's a someone. I said that conscience is not a something, it's a someone. So it's the Holy Spirit in us that reveals this nakedness. And you know what God does in Genesis chapter 3? The scripture says, if you think about what I'm telling you now, the first covenant and sacrifice that was made was not made by man, it was made by God. God killed a goat, he had to. Sacrificed by blood, and then the scripture says he took the skin of goats and then he covered man. I'm getting somewhere tonight. So Adam's blood comes straight from God. Adam was the first Adam. Jesus' blood came straight from God. Please hear me. Jesus did not have the blood of Mary, and Jesus did not have the blood of Joseph in him. I'm going to say this again. Jesus' blood did not come from Mary. It did not come from Joseph. If it had, he could not have been the perfect sacrifice, blameless, because in the bloodline of Mary, there were murderers, there was adulterers. Oh, come on, somebody. But he had to get the blood directly from the Father. If you think about when Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood, he shed the blood of God the Father too. Jesus didn't just pay with his own blood, but he paid with the blood of the Father and the blood of the Spirit too. Somebody listening to me. If you hear me, I want you to shout hallelujah. So the covenant that God made in the Garden of Eden with Adam and with Eve was a covenant of redemption and a promise that his glory will return. Because I want to ask people just to quickly hear me now. The Bible says in the Old Testament when it's a sacrifice, when blood was applied, fire came down and consume the sacrifice. The scripture even says that when Moses went up onto the mountain and he received the tablets, that God gave him instruction. God says, I want you to go down. I want you to sprinkle everything with blood. I want you to sprinkle the law. I want you to sprinkle the people. And every single time there was a sacrifice made. By the way, what happened? What did they see in Acts chapter 2 in the upper room? Can somebody help me? What did they see in the upper room? They saw fire. Flames of fire set upon each of them. Why did that happen? Because before the fire, there was blood. What blood? The Bible says in the book of Hebrews that Jesus took his own blood and walked into the Holy of Holies. And he presented that before the Father. That's what Jesus did. With his own blood, he presented his own blood. And the scripture says in the Old Testament, when a sacrifice was received, a high priest would have bells all around him. And the bells would ting, 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 ting. And the whole city outside will know that the sacrifice was received. If the bells were not ringing, the high priest would have died. They would have pulled him out with a rope, because if you dare enter in, they would have been killed. So the bells were a sign that God received our sacrifice. Come on, I'm so excited right now. The scripture says that when they were praying in the upper room, there came a sound from heaven. The bells were ringing. Our sacrifice has been received. That's why fire came down upon them. This is why wherever you see in the Old Testament, I'm teaching you tonight, wherever blood was applied, fire came down. Wherever the blood of Jesus is being preached, non-negotiable. Non-negotiable. The anointing of God's Spirit shall always follow up with that. The blood is the antidote to any sickness, every sin, come on, every poverty. The blood of Jesus. Come on, I want you to shout, the blood of Jesus. Come on, one more time. Now, I want you to think about this. There was always a lamb required. There's always a lamb required. I want you to just hear me. There's a lot of scriptures that proves that they took lambs to crucify or to kill, sacrifice, shed the blood. But did you know, in the Old Testament, there's only 53 prophetic lambs. Only 53 prophetic lambs. What is a prophetic lamb? Well, a prophetic lamb speaks about Christ. It's a lamb that was used to speak about Jesus Christ. There was only 53 prophetic lambs in the Old Testament. If you do not know this, Jesus was 53 when he died on a cross. One lamb for each year of his life had to be presented prophetically until the final Lamb of all lambs, King of all kings, and Lord of all lords stepped in prophetically and died on a cross for me and for you. I thought that's going to get you excited. The Bible says in the book of Leviticus that when a leprosy speaks about sin, speaks about a sinner. When a leprous wanted to be sanctified and healed, he had to go to a priest. The priest would have to present two doves, two birds. Somebody say birds. The priest had to have cedar wood, and the priest had to have an earthen vessel, the scripture says, an earthen vessel. The priest would take two birds, cedar wood, and he would take an earthen vessel. Come on, I want you to say earthen vessel. Come on, say again. One more time. I want you to say cedar wood. I want you to say scarlet. Come on, one more time, scarlet. And I want you to say hyssop. So the priest in Leviticus 14 would take two birds, he would take hyssop, he would take scarlet. And do you know what's so powerful? The scripture says they take one bird, they kill the one bird, they sacrifice the bird. They will take the blood of that bird and they will pour it out into the earthen vessel. Then they will take the bird that's alive. The two birds speaks about the death of Jesus and the resurrection of Christ. The hyssop speaks about faith. All right, this is a leprous that comes before a priest. Ik zie mensen kijk maar met vraagtekens. Don't miss me now. I'm teaching you redemption. A leprous wanted to be healed, cleansed. So he had to present two birds. The two birds speaks about the death of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus. The hyssop speaks about faith. The scripture says speaks about the earthen vessel that speaks about the body of Jesus Christ. And the Bible speaks about the scarlet. The scarlet speaks about the torment that the body of Jesus went through. What they would do then is, then they would take the bird that's alive. They would take the cedar wood. The cedar wood represents the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. So they take the hyssop. They take the cedar wood. They take the bird. And they would dip it into this earthen vessel. And they would take it out with this blood and they will sprinkle this leprous 7 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. At the 7th time, leprosy disappeared. By the way, Jesus shed his blood 7 different occasions. So he speaks about Jesus shedding his blood. Then what they would do is, the scripture says, the high priest will take the blood and he will put it on the earlobe of this leprous. Why the earlobe? Because the Bible says that when the blood is applied there, that you will no longer hear the voice of Satan. The reason why people hear the voice of Satan is because they're not under the blood. Anything that's under the blood, no devil can come close to it. I said, no devil can come close to it. So what happens now? Now the leprous has been healed. Come on, he has been healed, he has been cleansed. But this is not where it stops. This is not where redemption stops. Now the priest says, come, let me anoint your ears with blood. Because now, from now on, you no longer hear Satan. Why blood on the earlobe? Because now it's illegal for the devil. He would anoint his right thumb. And he would anoint his right big toe. And the scripture speaks about the thumb, that all of his works, everything that he touches, that no devil shall come close to it. And even his toes, wherever he walks, it is protected by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. I want you to get the next scripture on the screen, please. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. You have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Do you know what? There was a season and a time where God says that the blood of bulls and goats is enough, but sin multiplied in such a way that God says no longer is there power in that blood. By the way, the scripture says that blood speaks. Blood has a voice. I said blood speaks and blood has a voice. When all of hell breaks against you, the blood of Jesus still speaks for you. The blood of Jesus still speaks for you. Listen, if this message does not excite you, I want to ask when I make the altar call that everybody stand in the front, that we get everybody saved. I'm not talking about a dead God. I'm speaking about the King of Glory that shed his blood. By the way, you see that picture? You were supposed to hang there. I was supposed to hang there. He was there because of you. You owe him a debt. Now, you haven't heard me. You owe me everything. Jesus does not owe you anything. You owe him your life. And yet people sit like this. There's nothing moves me. My God, may we have fresh revelation of what Jesus did for us on that cross. People think that if I don't, hallelujah and praise my, listen, the rocks will cry out. Come on, the mountains will shout of his praises. If we don't worship him, the sun and the moon and the stars will cry out. My God, thank Jesus for the blood. If people can get this, if people can get what the blood has done, this is why the Bible says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Why? Because of the blood. No devil in hell can stop what God has dipped in his blood. Come on, no sickness and disease can take out what God has dipped into his blood. This is why the Bible says no tongue or every tongue that's forming against you shall prosper nothing. Do you know why? Because wherever the blood is applied, it's illegal to attack. No devil, no demon spirit can break through. Listen, I need somebody's attention right now. Not even cancer can come through that. No HIV AIDS, no TB, no arthritis. Nothing can break through wherever the blood is applied. This is why we need to hear about the blood of Jesus. You will be mocked and scoffed and rejected by all men. But we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the power unto salvation. Don't let Satan steal and rob your praise. Somebody needs to get a praise on in this place and say, thank you for your blood. Thank you for your blood. Wherever the blood is, there's a fire. There's a fire. What fire are you talking about? A fire, a zeal on the inside of you. You can't speak about the blood and be dead. My God, we need the fire of God back. We need the passion. We set our pews warm week after week and there's no transformation. Do you know why? Because Satan don't want you to grab a hold. You can say, here, Osmo, I am crazy. Listen, I had it up to here with Kertespiel. Up to here. I want God. I want to see him in all of his splendor and all of his might. That's what we want. And the harder you preach about the blood of Jesus, the harder they will make it for you. But no weapon formed against you or your family all your business, all your finances shall prosper from this night. If you believe it, jump to your feet and give Jesus a crazy shout of praise. Woo! Something's going to happen in this house. If you believe this or not, that's your baby. But I'm telling you now, tonight, Satan knows exactly what's coming. Satan knows when people receive a revelation of the blood, he knows what's coming. He knows everything that was stolen, he must repay it. Satan knows if you have revelation of what the blood does, you're going to step into your authority, your dominion, your power. Don't let Satan steal your praise. Tell your neighbor, don't let Satan steal your praise. Come on, do it again. Don't let Satan steal your praise. Can we get the last one on the screen, please? Hallelujah. 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 Come on, shout hallelujah. Now, before I'm going to read that scripture, the Bible says that the blood builds a hedge of protection. The Bible says the minute the blood is applied, God creates a hedge of protection. Many people say, and there's many theologians that says the same thing, that you can't apply the blood of Jesus over certain things. But from a biblical standpoint, there's five places that you can apply the blood of Jesus to. The reason why the doctrine is outdated, you can't apply the blood, because Satan knows. If I apply the blood, people are going to think this guy lost his marbles. But I need to say this to you. If you apply the blood over yourself, Satan cannot take your life. The Bible says when the blood is applied, God will make sure that the destructor, the killer, will stay far away from all your possessions. Far away from everything that belongs to you. He cannot come close to anything. The devil wants to believe, wants people to believe that there's no power in the blood. There's so much power in the blood of Jesus. You know, the scripture is so clear. One had to die so the other one can live. This is why Jesus had to come and he had to pay with his life. And you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that we have a great high priest that knows exactly what we've been tempted with. You know, Jesus was also hated. Do you know that? The Bible says they will hate you because they hate Christ. This is why when Christian fights Christian, listen, really we have to check our hearts. Are we really Christians? Christians that fight Christians are not Christians. They're not Christians. A kingdom divided cannot stand. A kingdom divided cannot stand. This is why we have to check ourselves and say, where do I stand with God? Come on, help me somebody. Jesus had to come to die for us. We have a high priest that has been tempted. Scripture says in every single way that you've been tempted, yet without sin. He never sinned. He never sinned. He's a pure, blameless sacrifice. And the scripture says that he's alive forever. To do one thing is to intercede for us. When you go through bad things in your life and you start to pray, it's Jesus as the high priest that steps in and say to the Father, I've been tempted exactly the same way. Please send aid. That's where the scripture says that God sends his angels and God sends a hedge of protection all around you. Listen, I'm speaking to your situation tonight that through the blood of Jesus, a hedge shall be erected. It shall be built across your family and everything that you touch. Do you believe that? I said, do you believe that? Hallelujah. Now I'm going to read you this scripture and then we're going to continue. So Satan answered the Lord and says, does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household? Just pause. If you go back the previous verses, you'll see that Job's children like to party. We like to party. The Bible says for each child, almost every day, Job went out and he applied the blood. He laid a sacrifice on their behalf, lest Satan comes in to kill them. Let me just quickly tell you something. whether you know this or not, his children were supposed to die long ago. But because of the blood that Job applied over his children, they were worldly people, but God protected them for Job's sake. My God. Did you hear what I say? Your kids, your husband, he can mock you all he wants to. You better apply the blood of Jesus and say, Lord, when I apply the blood, a hedge has been formed around him. This is why I pray to God that every farmer in South Africa listen to me tonight. Every farmer, you better apply the blood of Jesus all across your perimeter, over your grounds. You better apply the blood of Jesus. And when Satan comes to steal, he'll see the blood. And God himself will stop that devil. Do you believe that? That's what we need. We need the blood of Jesus. When we wake up in the morning, you better apply the blood of Jesus all around your house and say, no weapon formed here. Over your car, you say, no thief shall steal my Hilux, Bucky. When he looks at it, Lord, he'll die. Woo! Have you not made a hedge around him? So this is what Satan says to the Lord. He has applied the blood. Job has applied the blood. And the only reason why he's serving you, I can't get to him. I like that. Whoa. I wanted to test him, but I can't get to him. Because you placed the hedge around him. And around all that he has on every side. You have blessed the works of his hands. And his possessions has increased in the land. My God. I want you to write this down. There's five places that Job speaks about. Satan says the following. He says, he has applied the blood. I want to kill him. I want to strip him of everything. But there's one problem. The blood is applied. I'm not stronger than the blood. I can't get through the blood. That's a protection. Again, when we apply the blood, it's not just symbolic, we apply the blood. Let me tell you, the hosts of heaven are being loosed over that situation. Suddenly, you're not alone, it's an army. This is why the Bible says, those who are for you are much more than those who are against you. They don't know who they fight. They're not fighting small guys. They are fighting big, majestic, powerful angels. And something more powerful than all the angels. Listen, please hear me. There's something more powerful than all the trillion upon trillion upon trillion of angels together. That's the blood of Jesus. Woo, I like that. So the Bible says, keep that scripture on the board, please, that the one in Job. Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household? And around all that he has on every side, you have blessed the work of his hand and the positions and increase of his land. So number one, you can apply the blood of Jesus over yourself. The blood covers you. Please say with me, the blood covers me. Say this again. Come on, one more time. As a born-again Christian, you're supposed to wake up in the mornings and apply the blood of Jesus over your person. You say, Lord, I apply the blood of Christ all over me. Lord, my going and my coming are protected. Do you know what happens when you apply the blood of Jesus over you? God erects a hedge. This is what Satan sees when he looks around who he can attack. He sees the blood, the hedge. He looks next to him, there's nothing. It's the attack. He cannot come through the blood. When the blood is applied, the anointing flows. The days we are living in, the scripture says, hold on to your crown. Hold on. Because we are living in terrible times where places sell off the blood of Jesus. You can pay $5 and you have the blood of Christ in your house. And it's crazy out there. I don't know why I say what I say, but we have to guard our hearts against all the false prophets out there, because Jesus says in the last days, the false prophets will run rampant. People that run for words, 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 run to Jesus. The church, the body of Christ must get and step into a level of maturity. Oh, I just want God to speak. Read your Bible and he'll speak to you every single second. You don't need You don't need to run to those places who wants to speak a word over every single one. They prophesy. And I'm gonna uitgehaald word die woord. I say this again, they prophesy. Just because you have somebody's bumper sticker with a picture on, doesn't mean that Satan is not gonna rob. Satan needs to see the blood. He doesn't want to see your face, he wants to see the blood of Jesus. Come on, when he sees the blood of Jesus, no foul can come against you. Come on, if you believe it, say hallelujah. So number one, the blood covers me. I can apply the blood of Jesus all over me. This is what the Bible says. Number two, the blood covers your household, your family. Your family don't even need to apply the blood. You do the applying as Job did. You wake up in the morning, you say, Lord, I apply the blood of Jesus over my children. I apply the blood of Jesus over my bulldog. Why? Because everything that you love, God loves too. Everything that my children love, I love. Oh, you didn't hear me now. The same with our Heavenly Father. If we love something, He loves it too. You apply the blood of Jesus over your household. You apply the blood of Jesus over your husband. In actual fact, when he sleeps in the night, even vice versa, we'll rub that earlobe. Say, Here, ek dank hierdie bloed van Jesus oor hierdie oor. Hy sal nie Satan hoor nie. Sy sal nie duivel hoor nie. Come on, they will hear what you think. They will hear your audible voice. Come on, Satan will not infiltrate the hearing and will not infiltrate the mind. This mind belongs to you. So gaan nou huis toe en rub away. Say, no devil shall come close. So number one, apply the blood of Jesus over yourself. Say with me, I apply the blood of Jesus over my household. Look there, have you not made a hedge around him and around his household? This is why Satan had no legal right to attack his children, even though his children was unjust. Job's children was not just, they were unjust. Job was the just one. They didn't even make sacrifices unto God. Job did on their behalf. Do you get this? Your children can be in the world. You apply the blood. You tell the Lord, Lord, I apply the blood over my children. They will not die until they have come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. They will not die young. Come on, I apply the blood of Jesus over that husband of mine. He will not die without knowing you, Lord Jesus. Amen. When Satan thinks that I've got a plan for this child's life, he sees the blood. It stops him in his tracks. When Satan sends that animal to steal your bucky, when he walks your bucky, he says, no, what the, is this a Nissan? No. I'm here for a Toyota. The blood will bring confusion to the enemy's camp. Whoa! Number three, possessions, everything that you possess. Number four, your endeavors, everything that you touch, everything that you do, everything that you plan. Number five, your influence. Your influence. Now I want you to hear me quickly. I'm going to get back to this right now. I just feel stirred in my spirit. Come on, I want you to say, this man is stirred. They shall take up some blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintels of the house where they eat it. For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood of the lintel and on one of the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your house to strike you. God said to Moses, listen, brother, I'm sweeping Egypt. The destroyer will come forth. He says, and this is what you need to tell your people. You better tell your people. Apply the blood over the doorposts. Apply the blood. Because when I sweep through, Satan will not see a door. Satan will see the cross. Satan will not see a family. It will become illegal for Satan to enter this house. It will be illegal for Satan to steal this possession. Satan will not come this man's health. Oh, he will not come close to this man's possessions. I'm going to give you 2 seconds. Let it sink in. God says, I will stop the destroyer in his tracks. The only thing that will walk through here is goodness and mercy. Come on. I want you to say goodness and mercy. Come on. I said, I want you to say goodness and mercy. And this is what happens when we apply the blood of Jesus over the doorposts, over our possessions, our children. Let me tell you. This is where you stand and say, hey, we're like a pillar. Cross this line, brother. Behind this line, I'm living in the overflow. Behind this line, I live in a realm that I'm blessed beyond the curse. Behind this line, no sickness, no disease can come close to me. Because when Satan sees me now, he no longer sees me. When you live behind this line, there can be famine in your street. But your house shall be protected, shall have more than enough. Blessed will you be when you go, and blessed will you be when you come. When God says, when they see the blood of the destroyer, I will not allow the destroyer to come there. This is what Satan doesn't want people to believe no more. The blood of Jesus was shed so that we might be free. He cleansed our iniquity as far as the east is from the west. And do you know what? It doesn't matter what you've done in your past. You're no longer that man. You no longer live at that address. You are a changed human being. Let me just quickly tell you. And Wessel Du Bruyne approved this message. I don't care if you're the biggest murderer, the biggest whoremonger. I don't care if you're the biggest thief. I don't care who you were in the past. You don't live where your past is. You're a new creation in Jesus Christ. This is why there's no condemnation of who you were. We tell you tonight, right now, who you are. You are the blessed. You are God's favorite. You are the apple of his eye. You have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And let no devil in hell tell you otherwise. The Bible says through the blood of Jesus Christ, he removes the sin as far as the east is from the west. Do you know, biblically, it's impossible to measure the east from the west. And the Bible says God never thinks about it again. If anybody, and even the devil himself, reminds you of your past, you better remind him of his future. You better tell Satan, I'm drawing a line, try to get over. Come on, why don't you just shout, me and my house is protected by the blood of Jesus. Come on, again. So the blood of Jesus cleanses all our iniquity. The blood of Jesus is not like the blood of bulls and goats. It doesn't just cover your iniquity. The blood of Jesus washes it away. Your sin might be as scarlet, he'll wash it white as snow. But the blood of Jesus also releases the anointing, it releases the fire of God. The blood of Jesus brings healing in your body. Come on, say this, the blood of Jesus brings healing to my body. I want at least 5 people that will quickly get this. When the blood is applied, God raises up a hedge of protection. Satan doesn't, in the spirit, everything is open. Let me just quickly explain. There's any person, any being that knows a hedge, that's the devil. Every time when he wants to hit, there's a hedge. This is why he said to God, oh my God, I just see it. Satan was just a clankant. I want you to attack him, but you won't fail, Lord. I can't get close to him. I if I can just get across this, I can't get through here. Like a small child throwing a tantrum. And you stand behind that door, where la capella. Behind that door, that's where my business is. That's where my family is. That's where my possessions is. That's where my finances is. Let me tell you, when your finances are protected under the blood of Jesus, when Satan wants to attack your finances, there's a hedge. Do you get this? This is why Satan says, Lord, you've blessed him. Lord, your blood even applies for him. You cover him. You cover his body. I wanted to send sickness on him. I can't even do that because your blood covers. The minute God said, all right, you can attack him, but you can't take his life. When God removed the hedge, that was the only time Satan had the legal right. You don't hear me now. Satan does not have a legal right to attack you, nor your household, nor anything that you touch. But the reason why we are attacked, we don't apply the blood. We never have the revelation. You can't apply the blood until you blew in the face, until you have a revelation of what the blood of Jesus means to me. That blood of Jesus is stronger than anything in this world. Come on, do you hear me? Do you hear me? So the Lord says that when the destroyer comes, make sure there's blood applied. When the blood is applied in the spirit, when he walks past, there's a house with no blood. He attacks, he ruins everything. This is where cycles comes from. He says, but when he comes to your house, the first thing that you'll see, you'll see the blood. Everything behind this doorpost is protected. Everything behind this doorpost is under a hedge of God's protection. He even went on, he says, Lord, I wanted to touch his household, but I can't even get to his kids. His kids, his children doesn't even know you, Lord, but yet because of this man, you protect his children. And Lord, I just want to get one of them, but I can't get through. Yeah, can't you see what I see tonight? Everything that Satan tried to bring to you, tonight the blood of Jesus will raise up a standard. Somebody needs to hear me. Every single doctor's report that was negative will be canceled through the blood of Jesus tonight. And over your health, there will be a hedge of protection. I said, over your health, there will be a hedge of protection. Listen, let me tell you, your heart will be protected through the blood of the Lamb. Your lungs will beat. Your heart will beat and your lungs will breathe. The love of Christ, the blood of Jesus, you will be protected. Your blood will be under the blood. I said, your blood will be under the blood. Your money will be under the blood. Everything that your hand touch will be under the blood. Your possessions will now live behind that doorpost. Don't you like the scripture where the Bible says, no weapon formed against you. No weapon that is forming against you shall prosper. No weapon forming, I need somebody that will say this with me. No weapon forming against me shall prosper. Come on, no weapon forming against me and my household and my possessions and my man will ever be attacked. It will not prosper. For from this night, there's a hedge of protection. I am heavily armed. I need somebody to say, I am heavily. Hear me. I want you to say, I am heavenly armed. Come on, one more time. I'm heavenly armed. Your inner voice, everything that I decide to do, everything that I plan to do, it will not fail from this night forward, because the blood of Jesus shall be the covering, it shall be the protection. Come on, the destroyer will have no more right over my business. If you have a business, if you have a job, you better tell that devil that tries to steal your job that no weapon that you are forming against my workplace shall prosper. I don't care what the economy say, I believe that I am heavenly armed. Number five, your influence in the land. Do you know what the blood of Christ does? The blood of Christ motivates your influence with people. It brings forth favor. I want you to say favor. The blood of Jesus does not just take away your sin. You know what's sad? If I look around the nation today, around the world, churches are the fullest this time of year. Unfortunately. Sunday mornings, your greatest service, because people have this in their minds, I have to soothe my conscience. So for Easter I run, and the rest of the year they live like they want to live. You know, Hebrews, the book of Hebrews says it's clear. And I want to teach you something. Even though what I will say will maybe help me or get me to a place where I will lose people from this church, that's fine. That's fine. We can't negotiate on truth. The doctrine, once saved, always saved, is a lie. It's a doctrine of demons. The Bible says this, and many people want to hear this. Many people want to hear that if God is happy with your life, God's not mad at you, he's mad about you, you know? But it's a lie. If God is just mad about us, why does Revelation speak about such judgment? That the scripture says, I grew up in a church where they taught us in heaven there will be a half an hour of silence, and then the rest of the time we'll praise and worship. So I started reading the scriptures for myself, because I wanted to know, what's happening that half an hour? What is an awesome going? I've sang holy, 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 holy Lord for the whole day now. So let me just I've read. It's not what the Bible says. You know what the Bible says? Why there's half an hour silence? The Bible says all of heaven is in silence because of the judgment of God that God pours out over the earth. So the angels is awestruck. All of the heaven is awestruck. There's no words to describe what they were seeing. That's the only time. There's once. It's not going to be every day, half an hour. We're going to jabula in heaven. We're going to praise the risen King. We're going to walk on the streets of gold and crown Him Lord of Lords. Listen, the Bible says there's crowns waiting for us. The more you've done the scriptural things, I'm not going to touch it now, but you're going to receive crowns. But that very day when you meet with Jesus, you're not going to worry about your crown. You're going to toss your crown to the ground and say, I'm unworthy of this. To you belong all the glory and all the honor and all the praise now and forevermore. I want you to do me a favor tonight and do yourself a favor, do your family a favor, do your children a favor. Tonight you're going to stand up and you're going to say, I have been lied to. I'm going to apply the blood of Jesus over every single thing. You know, the book of Hebrews says it clear. It says that if anybody sinned in the law of Moses, there's judgment. He says, how much more, the translation says, how much worse punishment do you think will those have to go through who has known the truth and willfully sin? He says that we have trampled the blood of Jesus and insulting the Spirit of grace. The Bible goes on. It doesn't stop there. It says, there now remain no remission of sin. In other words, if you know the truth and you still do the opposite because you believe that you are under grace. Listen, many people teach that grace came through Jesus. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says grace and truth came through Jesus. Grace must always be preached with truth. Otherwise, it's a fallacy. Otherwise, it's false information. If we are saved, I need to touch this because we are teaching you on the blood of Jesus. Is that fine? Come on, we need to install blood, man. Don't shut me down when I'm preaching good. I'm going to help you out of, you know, the devil wants you to go back where God saved you from. Jesus said, a man must be born again in order to enter the kingdom of God. That's what the Bible says. Born again means that the old man is dead. The Bible doesn't stop there. It says, in his trespasses, I'm dead to the old man and the trespasses, all the wrong I've done. So I'm now a new creation. Now if I'm a new creation, but I still do what the old man did, of what did Jesus save me? Then I'm not born again. I'm still the old man. Jesus came to save the old man once. If we know, the scripture says, if you know what to do and you still not do it, it's sin unto you. People say, well, if my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, it can't be taken out now. It's not what Revelation says. Revelation says, I have the power to blot your name out of the Book of Life. If he has written your name there, do you think God is powerless? He can write your name there, but he can't blot it out? No ways. Jesus paid a heavy price that we might be free of sin. Grace doesn't give us the power to remain in sin. It gives us the power to live a life in victory over sin. This is why Paul says sin has no more dominion over you. The Bible says if we know God, we hate sin. He says if any man remains in sin, he has not yet seen God. Woo, it's quiet. I know it sounds very nice. Give your life to Jesus once. Do whatever you want to do. You're already saved. Bultwang. Do you know, the scripture says, I can prove this to you in effect. You know, tomorrow night is going to be awesome. Because tomorrow night we're going to teach what happened on the second day. Something happened on the second day. But you know that when Jesus died, in the second day he went into the underworld for 3 days. He stayed there for 3 days in the underworld. Many people believe that Jesus went to hell. No, he did not went to hell. Hell was one of the compartments that is in the underworld, but Jesus didn't went to hell. He was sinless and blameless. I'm going to touch on that tomorrow. But the scripture says there's 5 different compartments in the underworld. And the Bible says that hell, Sheol, has enlarged itself. Because paradise and hell was opposite each other, across from each other. Paradise is empty. Because when you now die, you're not going to go into paradise underneath the earth. You're going to go into paradise with Christ if you die in Jesus. But the Bible says that Sheol has enlarged itself. In other words, hell has broadened itself up, expanded into paradise. Now, why did it expand? Because of so many people going to hell. You know, our young generation think, not the older generation, okay? Our younger generation think on a Sunday morning you can praise God and the rest of the week you can do whatever you want to do. Party like there's no tomorrow. One day, very soon, every single one. You're not going to take your wife with you. You're not going to take your husband. You're going to take your papstoer, your pastor, your apostle, your prophet, your doerman. You're going to stand before God for yourself. We know the Bible says this clearly. He says that people will gather and heap. The word says heap up to themselves. Preachers that will preach to the ear, not to the heart. I love you. This is why not I'm going to preach. I'm not preaching to your ear. Never. I'm preaching to your heart. Because there will come a day that we will all have to give accountability for our own lives. The Bible says it's better that you didn't know, but now that you know, there's a stricter judgment over your life. The Bible says preachers will have to undertake and undergo a harsher punishment than the rest because we teach people. We take people to hell. The Bible says they will teach doctrines of demons. The extreme grace message, period, Vessel to Brain approves this message. It's the doctrine of demons. That's what it is. It's taking people to hell by the numbers, by the thousands. If we love Christ Jesus, He didn't suffer like this for no cause. It was a heavy price. A heavy price for us to trample the blood. Hebrews says when we trample the blood, there's no remission of sin. There's no remission of sin. Our heart's desire must be to see heaven full and hell empty. Listen, we are building churches instead of building people. We need to build people. We think that the more people we have in our churches, the more successful we are. How many of those people are saved? How many? Listen, I've got nothing against the mega churches. I thank God for mega churches. But it doesn't help us. We've got thousands of people, but all going into the wrong direction. We need churches filled with the Spirit of God. God-fearing men and women of God. Listen, this is why in our children's church, we get the foundations right. We get the foundations right. They know Jesus. They know about Him. They know what He entitles. Today's is our churches has became a club, a social club for people to run to on a Sunday so that their conscience can be seared. Instead of preaching, this is why I preach so bold. Listen, when I become loud, I'm not angry. This is passion. I've got a passion for Jesus. I've got a passion for the cross. I've got a passion for His blood. Is somebody listening to me? I've got a passion for God's people. And this is why I have to preach this message of the blood with such passion and conviction in your heart that you understand that the blood of Jesus is stronger than anything that I face ever. All the accusations against you cannot come against the blood. Woo! Am I the only one that's excited? You know, the scripture says after they anointed with blood, the earlobe, the thumb, then they applied the oil. Leviticus also says, through the blood into thy presence. You can never go into the blood without, or into the presence without the blood. Jesus had to shed His blood so that the veil can be torn, that we can enter in the Holy of Holies. Listen, saints of God, look at this door. I want people to jump to their feet quickly with me. Come on. And I want people to be quiet. George, also come out for me quickly, please. I want people to be prophetic with me tonight. I've lived a life of attack, abuse, bad reports, bad cycles. You know, many places today does not even preach about the blood of Jesus no more. Many people preach today that Jesus is one way to heaven. Many places teach that when we say Jesus is the only way, that we are shallow. But in this house, I want you to understand, Jesus is not a way. He's not a way. If you think that Jesus is a way, you're wrong. He's not a way. He's the way. He's the only way. There's no other ways. Prophetic words does not get me saved. You can die sick with sickness. But when you die without Jesus, you're lost forevermore. Amen? Someone listening to me. I need prophetic people right now in this place. He says, Satan, you stole. But tonight, from this night, this is what you'll see on my doorpost. This is what you'll see. When you look at me, Satan, this is what you'll see. When you look at my car, devil, this is what you'll see. If you look at my ears, this is what you'll see. When you look at my mind, this is what you will see. When you look at my children, this is what you'll see. When you look at my business, this is what you'll see. I'm no longer from this night living here. This is my house. Hallelujah. This is my house. And it's illegal for Satan to step over this line. I'm protected by the blood of Jesus. I'm saved. I'm washed. I'm redeemed. I'm born again. I like this crowd. They're awake tonight. It is finished. It is finished. Now when you live here, this is when Satan says, oh Lord, I've tried everything. But here is onregverdig. Because there's a hedge now. I want to touch him badly, but I can't go there. Do you know what the Lord spoke to me about the last 2 weeks? I didn't say this. I'm saying this now. The Lord said to me, be still and know that I am God. And he revealed the blood to me. You know, we try to fight while the champion already died and rose. When I live a life here, I'm not fighting. You can give me a chair, I'll sit here all day long. But no weapon formed against you from this angle can prosper. Every plan that Satan had and tried to attempt over your future. This is why you need to hear me. When you live here, if God has a plan for your life, it doesn't matter how many turns you take, his plan shall prevail over your life. If you have an idea that came into your spirit, it's not a good idea, it's God's idea. God has birthed it in you. And when you live here, Satan is illegal. There's an illegal. My finances is no longer my finances. It's his finances. Because listen, when they look at my finances, Satan does no longer see Madiba. He sees the blood. You didn't hear me. When Satan looks at my money, he doesn't see Madiba. He sees the blood of Jesus. Do you hear me? When Satan sees you, he doesn't see your CEO. He sees the blood of Jesus. When Satan sees you, he doesn't see your doctor's report. He sees the blood of Jesus. I need some people that will just jump. Come on, give me a kick, some excited music there in the background. I need people that will give Jesus a shout and say, from this night, I am heavenly protected. Come on, I'm heavenly protected. I want you to lift your hands quickly. Come on, lift your hands quickly. Holy are you, Lord. Can we do that? Come on, lift your hands quickly. And I want you to hear me. I want you to hear me now. Every eye is closed. You are the one that's going to apply the blood. You are going to be the one that understands it. And every eye is closed. I want you to hear me. It's very, very important to understand that this weekend of this year does not just speak about the crucifixion. It speaks about Christian victory. Again, I say this as every other day. We are not victims, we are victors. For what Jesus did on that cross, his accomplishments became my reward. I want to ask every eye to be closed, please. Don't look at me. Close your eyes. Keep focused on the Lord. And hear what I say with your spirit, man. Don't get distracted. What Jesus did for me on the cross became my reward. What an awesome Jesus. Tonight I understand that he didn't just shed his blood. He didn't just became the perfect sacrifice, the perfect lamb without spot and blemish. But also through his precious blood, there's protection for me, my house. There is protection over my finances. There's protection over my children, over my possessions, over my endeavors, everything that I touch. My influence changed around the world because of his precious blood. When I apply the blood of Jesus, when you get into that plane, you apply the blood of Jesus. When you get into that car, you apply the blood of Jesus. You apply the blood of Jesus over your children, over your husband, over your household, over your possessions. You apply the blood of Jesus. Because the Bible says, if the angel of death sees the blood, he will pass by your house. Tonight I want you to touch your right earlobe. Please do that. Touch your right earlobe. Put your fingers on your right earlobe. Father, in the name of Jesus, we apply the blood. Can we do something about the blood? Sing something about the, or just play something about the blood quickly. Put your hand on those earlobes. Father, from this moment, we apply the blood of Jesus over our ears. Because your word declares it shall be protection from the voice of Satan. We will no longer hear the devil's whispers. We will no longer hear fear. Come on, as you stand here right now and you touch that earlobe, this is where fear comes from. Fear comes from Satan whispering in your ear, telling you you're not going to make it. But from this night, in the name of Jesus, through the authoritative blood of Christ, I break every stronghold over your mind and over your hearing in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the powers of Satan over your life right now in Jesus' name. From this night, you'll no longer hear the voice of the enemy. You'll hear his voice over your life. I break the power of fear, that spirit of fear that's lying to your ears. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Right now, we apply the blood. Come on, you tell the Lord, Lord, I apply the blood of Jesus over my ears. I apply the blood, Lord. As Ecclesiastes says, that no devil can come through that blood. No devil can break down those walls of blood. Lord, we apply the blood of Jesus over our ears. My ears is in covenant from this night. From this night, my ears belongs to you. We are going not, ons gaan nie meer ons oor uit leen vir die leens van die wêreld nie. Ek leen nie meer my ore uit vir mense nie. I don't even give my ears out to social media. I apply the blood of Jesus over my ears. From this night, I am a temple of the Holy Spirit. I only hear good voices, good thoughts. Come on, that evil voice speaking to you, I break it. I break it. In Jesus' name. Come on, touch your right thumb. Everywhere they touch, Lord, shall be blessed in Jesus' name. We apply the blood of Jesus over their thumbs. Whatever they touch, Father God, shall be anointed by the power of God. Everything they touch, in Jesus' mighty and glorious name. Come on, lift that big toe of yours. Lord, wherever they tread their foot, shall be given unto them in Jesus' name. Wherever they put foot, Lord, wherever they put foot, will become this in Jesus' name. This is why when you step into a place, you don't have to fight what demons are there, what devils are there. It's yours. The Bible says where you put your foot, it's yours in Jesus' name. Come on, I want you to apply the blood. If you don't do this, it's your business. But don't come Sunday and say, I had to do it. Satan attacked. Apply the blood of Jesus. Say, Lord, I apply the blood of Jesus over my person. I apply the blood of Jesus over myself. Come on, right now. You say, Lord, I apply the blood of Jesus over myself. Come on, for this moment, you better apply the blood over those doorposts. Say, Lord, I apply the Jesus over my household right now. Satan, you will not come close to my children in Jesus' name. You'll not come close to my children's children. My whole household is blessed. My bulldogs are blessed. My possessions, I apply the blood. Come on, you apply the blood of Jesus over your business. Every demonic attack over your business, we cancel it right now in Jesus' name. Come on, quickly, quickly, quickly. Tell the Lord, Lord, tonight I apply the blood on the doorposts. I apply the blood of Jesus over my possessions, over my influence, over my endeavors, everything that I plan shall be blessed, shall be protected. You promise in your word that if I apply the blood, a hedge of protection shall be formed around me. You promise in your word that through your blood there's remission of sin. I believe tonight, as every eye is closed, tonight is a night that God wants to speak to people's hearts. One thing that I know is I know the Holy Spirit. I know when the Spirit of truth speaks. And the Lord wants to speak to hearts. You know, the Bible says, guard your hearts above all things. Out of the heart, the issues of life is flowing. There's people in this place tonight. I believe that God is saying, needs to make right with God. Needs to make right with people. Needs to forgive. Needs to let go. From this night. You know, tomorrow morning is not promised. Jesus was severely bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement that brought us peace was upon him. By his stripes we have been healed completely. But he says, how can you say that I love the Father, which I've never seen? But my brother and sister that I've seen, I hate them. The Bible says if we can't forgive, we can't be forgiven. You can stand before God every day of your life and say, forgive me. If you can't forgive, you can't be forgiven. Holy Spirit, I thank you. You are the great evangelist. I pray you'll pull on people's hearts. I thank you that you'll reveal the cross to them. They understand what you've done for us. You cried out those three words, it is finished. We agree right now, according to your word. We are blessed beyond the curse. We are blessed beyond every curse. From this night, I live behind the bloodline. The blood is applied, I live behind the bloodline. That sickness in your DNA, I break it. You'll never experience that sickness that runs through your DNA. Come on, I want somebody that will be desperate and cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, from this night, I live behind the line. The bloodline, behind the bloodline. This is where you'll find me. From tonight, my finances is not mine. It belongs to the Lord. Come on, I need somebody that will make a pact with God, a covenant. I say, from this night, my money is not my money. It's your money, Lord. I don't want to see my Dibon, I want to see your blood. When the enemy tries to steal my money, he will see the blood. My business is protected. My business lives behind the bloodline. My job is not on the line, it's behind the bloodline. I will no longer live on the bread line. I live behind the bloodline. Come, I need somebody to agree. I need somebody to agree. I am no longer living on the bread line. I'm living behind the bloodline. My job is not on the line. My job is behind the bloodline. Come on, behind the bloodline. That's where God raises up a standard against the enemy. Come on, I need somebody to agree with me right now. My life is protected by the blood. Every weapon that is forming against me, every tongue that's even forming against me shall prosper nothing. Shall prosper nothing. No evil word shall come through the bloodline. Come on, no evil curse, no witchcraft, no witch, come on, that comes against you shall have any power and dominion over you. For you live a life behind the line. In Jesus' name. Come on, you better tell that enemy, no weapon you form against my children shall prosper. My children live behind the line. Come on, I need people with faith right now. Take your hyssop out. Your faith. Your faith. You are saved through faith. Take your hyssop out and say, from this night, it's war. From this night, it's war. Father, I take authority over every blockage in this house. Every demon spirit that tries to block the flow. You are not welcome here. The blood of Jesus is against you. Every spy, I break your power in the name of Jesus Christ right now. Every block in this house, the block over this worship, I break your powers in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus is against you. Yes, Lord. These people standing here, these people out there that wants to see you go down. But you better hear me, through the blood of Jesus, you'll only go up. From this night, you'll never go down. They're just waiting in anticipation to see that your life crumbled to pieces. But from this night, I declare to you, there's a hedge of protection that's protecting you and your household and your dreams and your plans and your property and your finances in the name of Jesus. If you can pray in tongues, I want you to lift those voices. You can't pray in the spirit, pray in your own language. Come on, for the next 3 minutes. In the next 3 minutes, I want you to lift up this roof. Come on. Tonight, God is calling it for a desperation. Thank you for your blood, Lord Jesus. Thank you that your blood is still speaking for us. Thank you that when you look to us tonight, you see your Son, you see your blood. The blood that you've purchased us with, Lord. You don't see our mistakes tonight. You see the blood. Your blood speaks for us. This is why your word says, be still and know. We have to be still because your blood speaks. Be still, saints. His blood speaks for you. Don't fight the fight. His blood speaks for you. Be still and know that He's God. My God, I feel moved in this place. Come on, pray. Don't stop praying. Come on, draw His attention. Manto kopromo. Mi kopromo site. It is finished. Hardships, it's finished. That family cycle, it is finished. That bad days, it is finished. That bloodline curse, it is finished. That blood disease, it is finished. That sickness in your family, it is finished. That financial difficulty, it's finished. That shackles, it's finished. It's finished. No weapon formed against you. Spirit of the living God. Now I want to ask people just to quickly respond. See, every eyes closed, every hand lifted. God wants to move with people's, in people's hearts, in people's lives. See, every eyes closed, I want your spirit man to hear me. Never forget what the blood did for you. It's not just your sins that has been forgiven, but the blood has set up a standard even of living. Because from this night, me and my house, we will serve the Lord. From this night, we'll no longer live on the bread line. We will live on the blood line. From this night, I live in a realm where a standard has been raised. I live behind walls which God has erected. Tonight, God is going to break the walls around your heart. He's going to break it down. And He's going to build a wall, a hedge of protection. From this night, you're not going to live on the bread line. You're going to live on the blood line. You're not just going to live just. But the just shall live by faith. Your life from this night will not just be just. From this night, the just shall live by faith. I'm speaking to people tonight. And the Lord is saying, it is finished. Your tears, it is finished. Your heartache, it is finished. Your difficulty, your depression, it is finished. The curse, it is finished. It's broken. It's broken. Tonight I have a new revelation of what the blood means. From this night, my enemies will no longer see me, they will see the hedge. My doorposts is sealed with the blood of the Lamb. My lampstand is in the hands of the Almighty God. From this night, I know that God will decide when my race is over. No doctor will tell me when my race is over. Jesus will decide when my race is finished. I need people tonight. If I'm here for one, I know I've heard from the Lord. Even if one responds, I know I've heard from the Lord. But God wants to bring a purification in your heart. God wants to do something for you that man is unable to do. You know the scripture that says, be still and know that I am God. Do you know God has said it? Man didn't quote that scripture, it's God. God says, be still and know. God tells every enemy of yours, be still, I am God. He tells your sickness, be still, I am God. He tells that lack, be still, I am God. So every eye is closed, hear me. Be still, for the blood still speaks. Be still, for the blood will speak for you. You don't have to prove the truth. Be still, the blood will fight your battles. Be still, the blood will be your protection. Be still, the blood will be your justification. Be still and know the blood will wash you white as snow. Be still and know that His blood will raise up a hedge and bring influence in your life. Be still and know that your children will be taken care of. He will protect them because you have been faithful. Be still and know that God is not over. He's not done with your husband. He's still fighting for him. Be still and know that God is at work with your wife. She's not fighting this fight alone. There's a blood stream flowing in the name of Jesus. Be still and know that your possessions has been protected by the blood of the Lamb. Be still and know that wherever you set your foot, that God has given to you. Be still and know that if there's a dream and a vision, that the blood will see it through. Be still and know from this night, no more will you see Madiba on those notes. You'll see the blood. Your blood, the blood of Christ, your blood will be protected. No fowl shall come near your house. No destroyer shall eat up your crops. From this night, you and your household will live under the protection of the blood. From this night, you are heavenly protected. Nothing shall come against you. Come on, that job that has been taken from you is not just taken from you. The blood of Jesus sets things straight in this very hour in Jesus' name. I declare a supernatural overflow of the anointing. Lord, your word promises us that you will give us anything that if we ask it according to your will. It is your will for the church to see an outpour of your spirit. It is written. It is written. Wherever the sacrifice has been received, that fire comes down. It is written wherever the blood is applied, that there's fire in the house. I declare according to your word, Lord, that we apply the blood of Jesus. And as we apply the blood of Jesus, that fresh fire shall fall upon your people tonight. Yes. I need people that will step out tonight and say, from this night, I'm applying the blood on my doorpost. I'm living behind the bloodline. I have made a decision right now. I'm forgiving. I'm letting go. I'm trusting God for everything. If you are one of them, I want you to step out. In actual fact, I want you to run to the front quickly. If you say, my heart is far from God, I need a new touch from Him. I need the blood of Christ just to purge all of my sin, just to cleanse me, just to touch me. If you see there's a lot of people, don't let that distract you. Ushers, just help me again. Just get the people straight to the stage. There's these people now that says, tonight I'm applying the blood. I'm living behind the bloodline. No longer will I live on the bread line. I will no longer be moved by what doctor says, what my finances says. I've said if I preach for one, that's fine. I see there's more than one. If you're still in your seat and things are not going your way after tonight, then the fault lies with you. Jesus says, if you deny Him before man, He will deny you before His Father in heaven. If it's too full, we'll remove chairs. That's not the problem. Make sure tonight, if you have something against someone, you have to be in the front. If you have been living a life on the line, you're sick and tired of that. And you say, Lord, from this night, I'm living the line, behind the line. The bloodline. You have to be in the front. You say, based on my heart is far from God. Maybe you need to forgive. You need to let go of bitterness and anger and hatred. If you're a Christian and you hate Christians, you're not a Christian. You need Jesus. And as you come to the front, there's no condemnation. This is God setting you free. There's people here tonight that struggles with things in the children when you grew up as a child. There's things that you still hold in your heart. The Bible says the blood goes back into generations and set the record straight. If there's things that in your childhood that still hold you back, get here to the front. The Lord's going to touch people in a tremendous way. Come on, I'm going to give you a few seconds. If you're standing in your seat, you say there's nothing wrong, I'm all fine. And then the enemy attacks, don't play the victim. Make sure when the Holy Spirit grips your heart and speaks to you, that you respond. There's many people that don't feel the Holy Spirit no more because when it comes to responding to Him, they've rejected Him. Don't reject Him. Don't reject the call. Don't reject that pulling on your heart. If you know that your life is not right with the Lord, you have to be in the front. You know, His standards are much higher than our standards. Father, I thank You for the people that You've given us tonight. Just lift your hands with me. I pray for each one as they lift their hands. Prophetically, Lord, tonight we apply the blood over our doorposts, over our ears, over our fingers, our thumbs. We apply the blood over our feet. Wherever we hear, we will hear from You. Lord, I declare this word over each one here in the front. No longer will the enemy lie to them. I command those forts shall be godly forts. Your forts shall be forts that God has for you to see you prosper in all that you do. I break off that lying voices that speak to you. I break it off in Jesus' name. Wherever you put your fingers, your hands shall prosper. It shall be protected. You are heavenly armed. Wherever you put your foot, you'll never have to fear. God will give you that territory. I feel so stirred up in my spirit. Prophetically, I believe with all of my heart. As we apply the blood of Jesus, I just need somebody that will prophetically just step over the line. Will you? Step over that line. And say, Lord, this is from now on where I'm going to live. This is where I'm going to live from now on. I'm not going to live on the line. I live behind the line. Behind the bloodline. No longer on the bread line. Lord Jesus, I thank You that Your blood forgives all sin. It washes away all iniquity. You know where you stand with God tonight. I want you just to come before the Lord and say, Lord, here's my heart. If You search my heart tonight, if there's anything that You hate and condemn, please remove it from me. If there's pride in my heart, Lord, take it out. I don't want to be prideful no more. I want to have a heart that's after You. From this night, I'm not going to church because my friends goes to church there. I'm going to the church where You want me to go, Lord. I'm not listening no more to the lies of Satan. I'm not here to entertain my friends. I'm here for You, Jesus. I don't go to church for the pastor and the music and the lights. I'm coming to church for You, Lord. I want an encounter, and tonight, me and my house, we take this stance in Jesus' name. That we will hear from You and only from You. I will not be persuaded by lying doctrines of demons. Lord, even if the word is hard, I promise You I will change. No longer will I live on the line. I'm stepping over. Me and my house are protected by the blood of Jesus. Come on, you standing in the front, I want you to say, I apply the blood of Jesus over myself. My life is protected. From this night, I apply the blood of Jesus over my person. My sitting down is protected. My standing up is protected. My body is protected. Sickness is illegal over my body. For the blood of Jesus is my covering. Come on, you tell this. Say this to the Lord. Say, Lord, I apply the blood of Jesus over my household. Everything that's mine, Lord, is protected from this night. My animals are protected. My children are protected. My family is protected from this night. If Satan has brought sickness on your children, you better fight it tonight. You better break that cycle right now. Right now. I say, you have stolen for so long. I apply the blood of Jesus over my children. They will not have another sick day. In Jesus' name. Satan, I break your powers over my children. The blood of Jesus is against you. Come on, you say, Lord, I apply the blood of Jesus over my possessions. My house is protected. My farm is protected. My property is protected. Lord, my car, my vehicles are protected. My business is protected. Nothing that nobody tries will stop my business flow. Nothing will come against my work. Nothing will come against my job. I break it off in Jesus' name. Every contract that was taken away from me, I declare sevenfold shall return in the name of Jesus. Come on, we are living in the sheepfold. No longer will we be attacked in Jesus' name. Every endeavor, Lord, everything that I touch, everything I try to do shall be protected. Our finances shall be protected. You better say to the Lord, Lord, tonight I give you my house, I give you my life, I give you my children, I give you my plans, I give you my money, Lord, it's yours.